Matt is in the house.
So when you say another episode of...
Well, yes, we're going to just keep rolling episodes. Moving on, Bird is here.
Hi, times two.
Again, for the second time, our special guest, Giselle Paletta.
Hello.
So we tried to do this once, and the hardware screwed up, and we had to start over. So you're going to hear everything. For us, it's the second time, but for your ears, it'll be just like the first time of making love. As Brad fucks up his wiring again. Right. I'm so proud
Everything's
of you.
Fine. Keep going.
All right.
Show must go on.
Yes, we're having fun. At least it gives us time for a second beer. That's the important thing. Giselle's even drinking with us, so, you know, she's really throwing down. Now we got two beers in her. That was the whole trick.
It's, well, you know, I forgot to say this the first time you introduced me. St. Louisans might better know me as Gigi.
Oh, yeah,
I actually didn't
name.
Convert to my real name. Until I left St. Louis, I had to go by my legal name on my driver's license. But growing up, I was always Gigi, so I came back to St. Louis. And
now you can be Gigi again.
Yeah, I mean, I run into high school friends, and they call me Gigi, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's who I am here. So St. Louisans never forget.
Multiple personalities. I like it already. That's a good positive for us.
And so since you are from St. Louis and now you're back home, some of those friends are going to be coming out to Soccer Park, right?
You bet.
All right.
One of them's thinking about joining you.
Well.
Easy.
There's a very strict process of, no.
Yeah, just show up.
Show up.
Have a beer or have fun. Don't even
well,
have
he
to
said
have
he
beer.
Can't decide because our other friends, a couple of them want to upgrade to VIP or Soccer Park Club. But he wants the cool atmosphere, so I told him it's up to him.
So obviously,
let him pay more, but he can still sit with us.
I was going to say, obviously, he has a discerning palate that he knows where the quality events are.
Yeah, it's fun in our
corner. I'm just happy that he's excited.
If I could afford it, I'd be in the VIP section too.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you know what he would? He'd sell us out in a heartbeat.
He would. He's trying to get a job in the press box.
I know.
We'll see what happens come renewals. Yeah. We'll see where everybody's
got my resume.
Yeah, and it's done a lot of good, I can tell.
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
We're not releasing you from our contract.
Let's do the quick recap on Giselle. She went through the MLS training seminar in Minnesota.
Uh-huh. National Sales Center, Session 7.
There you go. Look at that.
And then she went to work for the LA Galaxy Super Club. She was close personal friends with David Beckham and Landon Donovan.
Yes.
And Bruce Arena.
Let's be honest. It was her that Landon came back from Germany for.
Yeah, maybe.
It wasn't she.
Doubtful. Doubtful.
It wasn't Bianca.
Then she went to work with Chicago Fire.
Opposite end of the spectrum.
Got a little taste of the good and the bad of MLS. Well, let's not say bad. Not the bad of MLS.
I should say this, because Landon Donovan's been a hot topic in recent weeks. I did get a taste of his cookies.
Oh, yeah?
Wait a minute. Whoa.
His Landy cakes?
No, Landon baked us cookies.
No kidding.
One day.
That actually doesn't surprise me at all.
I don't even know how to answer this.
No, it's a testament to the hard work of a front office. It was the first time I'd ever seen it in my career. The first team actually thanking those of us that filled the stands.
That's
he
nice.
Comes up. He has these cookies. He was so nervous to present to the front office. I mean, this is a guy that speaks to the public,
right.
You know, on TV, whatever. And it was funny because he was legitimately nervous to talk to us. And we get these cookies and he said, you know, I wouldn't be able to do my job. Well, no, I take that back. He said, I do my job better when those stands are filled. So it was very reassuring.
Nice.
I mean, it was the first time I heard a player recognize a front office staff. And granted, I haven't worked in any other sports, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to tell him, and I hope he doesn't hear this, but the cookies weren't that good. And I am
it's
a cookie
just a
snob.
Cookie or something.
Well, you know, I mean, that's really not his true love.
So note
to
self.
It was the thought that counted, and that's how I knew. Maybe he actually baked them. I mean, I was thinking.
If he went out and bought them, they'd be better.
I don't know. I'm thinking she's just angling for free cookies from people. That's what I just heard.
Yeah, so.
Cookies are always welcome
cookie snob,
in the front office.
When she told that story about cookies. I'm just.
But it also, I mean, the point is, he admitted this is one of the best players in America, saying he does his job better when the stands are full.
Exactly.
And that's why Giselle is here, to sell some tickets and get the stands full at St. Louis Soccer Park.
Well, to be fair, anybody that's listening should have already put in for season tickets.
If they haven't, I'm really disappointed.
Well, I hope there's new people.
New people always listen, and they will pick up season tickets.
I like that you're so such an optimist about people listening.
This is soccer. You have to be an optimist.
Our numbers are going up. That's right. I'm actually very proud. But it's only because of the great guests we've been having.
Yes.
So no pressure. You have to be a great guest now. We've got a former U.S. men's national team captain, the GM, and you. So,
oh my gosh,
bring your A game. That's all there is to it.
Yep, and we're gonna have just to bring it up. Probably gonna have Coach Shilly on for the next podcast.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Was
Booker
that confirmed?
Man.
Not confirmed, but we're working on it.
I'll put in a good word
after the initial trials that he's bringing in. He wanted to come on and just talk a little bit. So,
speaking of tryouts,
they're coming up.
I believe we could watch them tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
So if anybody wants to, or it'd be today as you're listening to this.
Yeah.
If you're listening it to when it comes out. If you're listening to it a couple days later, then you've really screwed up and you missed it all.
Yes.
But we're having our chant practice tomorrow night, or Tuesday night, yes. Today night, whatever it is.
Today night.
Whatever circle that we're going down. Our fearless capo, Jack, Lennon, McGuire,
Burton,
Esquire. Am I missing any titles?
I don't think so.
He is going to lead us in song tomorrow night. Try to get some of these things figured out, get a few of them recorded, try to get some things going, and then we're going to meander over and watch some young men try to make this team.
Yep. Are you going to have printouts for us?
We're working on that.
Wait, hold on. Us? I like that. That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Yes, wasn't, we are.
It wasn't, are you going to have for them? It's for us. She is
well,
just
I expect any staff member not actually working at the time to come learn these chants.
She is a hard-ass boss, but I like it. Your staff.
Now, when I say
one.
Staff, I mean one. Yeah.
No, we do plan to have some printouts. We're also going to, as Mitch said, make some recordings. We'll hopefully have those on our website so people can actually hear how they go.
We also have the forum on the stluligans.com.
Yeah.
And anyone can
for
join
ideas,
up.
Ideas for new chants.
New
chants, like
TIFO ideas, you know.
Fair warning, if you're registering from a .ru address, I'm not going to let you on.
There we go.
A lot of Russian spammers lately.
Well, if you need help with the printouts, let me know, you know, how many you're short. If more people show up than expected, we'll take care of you tomorrow.
Awesome.
What a great front office we're dealing with.
Yeah.
We'll bring you cookies.
It's almost like they, it's almost like
chocolate chip.
Really? Okay. Chocolate chip, done and done.
You're just going to get a bag of Chips Ahoy, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, so now that Giselle has experienced life at LA Galaxy and Chicago Fire, she's come home to help build St. Louis FC into a powerhouse.
Home. That's the important thing.
Yes. It's her home. So
from St. Louis.
She's feeling it.
St. Louis.
She's a West County girl, I learned earlier.
Went to Parkway South. Proud to say that.
Not many people are, but that's okay.
Well, I'm proud to say that that I got to play under Coach Al Trost.
Ah,
so
there we go.
Now I really know that she's West County, because if you didn't play at some point in time at an Al Trost facility or for Al Trost, you didn't play soccer in West County.
I'm paying P South a visit on Thursday. I'm visiting some old teachers. So,
oh my,
awesome! You're gonna try to sell them some tickets?
I was gonna say, how many tickets will you think you can sell?
I'm gonna recruit some of the students to sell us some tickets. We got to build an army here.
That's right. We're trying one person at a time if need be.
Okay, let's dive into a couple of topics. We kind of had a discussion beforehand about the new MLS logo. Bird, why don't you recap that discussion?
Basically, the consensus was that initially we all thought it was Bobbins, right? But then,
for those that don't know, Bobbins means shit.
I don't cuss on the podcast.
No, you don't. I'm proud of you.
Because he's trying to angle for a better job.
You know?
I accept my lot in life.
I was going to say.
No, my mother might be listening to this.
Nice.
My mom is.
There
really?
You go. we're sorry. Go ahead. So,
anyway, but then the fact that the new MLS logo can be tailored to suit any stroke team, supporters group.
On the jersey sleeves, it is going to be the colors of the teams. So it's...
You know, I think that's a decent
idea.
I
do like that aspect a lot. Yep. I think it's fantastic.
You know, and it doesn't appeal to everyone, but, you know, it is what it is. I also said that if you're upset at the logo being rubbish, you know, come on. I mean, MLS has got a lot more issues at hand than whether or not their logo on the sleeves is any good or not.
And I brought that it was definitely an improvement from the last one, that the last one was a little too, we're trying to be major league like the NBA, MLB, et cetera. But I don't think the current one really is a standout, is not something that will be a legendary. It's expecting a rebrand at a later point in time. That was my perspective on it.
But, you know, all new logos are kind of like that. I mean, when they first come out, you kind of have to live with it for a little while. I think it'll grow on everybody. I think, you know, when they eventually do replace this one, people will be like, well, I like the old one better.
Yeah, the furor. I do think this one's going to look dated at some point.
Grass is always greener. Yeah.
For me, it's papering over the cracks. I mean, for rebranding a logo or rebranding the Columbus Crew or rebranding Chivas, it still doesn't.
Chivas.
You know, it still doesn't stop the fact that 50% of the games are kind of meaningless. You know, you win your last eight games and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and
we will get to the Chivas situation soon. But, I mean, also with the logo, I think it's one of those things you have to live with for a while. And I think it's already grown on me a little bit. It's better than, like you said, the first time I saw it, I was like, ugh, this thing's horrible. But starting to live with it, starting to like it a little more. And maybe Mitch is right. Maybe it will feel dated at some point. But, you know, I'm glad they didn't do the Landon Donovan silhouette. I really thought they were going to do that with him retiring. I thought they'd do, you know, like the NBA has Jerry West. I thought they were going to do like a Landon Donovan on a breakaway silhouette.
No, they wouldn't have done that.
They've made some bad decisions in the past. I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm glad they went in a different direction. I'm glad they're at least, you know, trying to move forward.
In 3 months, it won't even be a discussion anymore. So
no.
Well, and if you,
I do, as I say, I do think it looks a bit Men in Blazers. So.
Yeah,
but it's not, it's the least of my worries, to be honest.
And again, I think most people have already forgotten about it.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
we all get excited about rebrands. I mean, I'm excited to see what Crew does.
Well, there's one.
Well, no, because I mean, I'm one that's like, I like the colors, I like the scheme, but the Village People logo has been, I mean, terrible from day one. So, I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I like branding.
And,
I like logos.
And I think, too, is that we are also getting spoiled somewhat, that there's a lot of good branding going on with a lot of teams. I mean, you can look at the Kansas City rebrand, the announcement of
again,
the STLFC logo.
The Kansas City rebrand was widely panned when it came out.
Yep.
But, you know, you win games and you put a brand new stadium and think people forget that stuff.
But that's
now everybody loves it.
Once you start rebranding, you know, I think the bar gets raised.
A championship erases all the criticisms.
So,
note, we need to win.
Well, speaking of...
Well, didn't we talk about that before? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah.
It all comes at the
winning
same
fixes
time.
Everything.
You heard Landon.
Let's talk about that.
I miss my
that.
Girlfriend? Or is that the... Oh. I miss cheeseburgers.
Let's talk about winning and putting bodies in seats. Let's talk about USL Pro Champions Sacramento Republic. Mm. Did they make a bad move this first
Jesus,
year?
I don't think so.
I mean, that's a high bar.
For you guys
to live up to.
Well, no, I mean, we're not living up to them. I think we need to model what we can after them. They've done a lot of things
right.
I don't
expect, you know, you to outdo what they did, but they really hit a home run that first season.
They sure did. We congratulate them. I mean, if we can do half as good as they did, then I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
I think if the league could do half as good as they did, it'd be in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
Ticket sales alone.
They did great. I mean, Oklahoma did good for their first season. They averaged more than 100%. I guess that means they had a couple games that were more than full capacity.
Yeah, and most of these stadiums you can build out just like ours.
Right.
So our capacity is in the 5,000s, but with build out, we should be able to hold about 6,600.
Let's make that happen.
That would be awesome.
I'd love that.
This is the goal.
Get to work. Come on.
podcast with you guys instead of selling tickets.
We mentioned the Sacramento are champions. A few of us got together and watched that championship game. Good game. And Sacramento put the final nail in the coffin on that season. I mean,
the first goal was excellent, wasn't it? That blue ball was superb. I mean, I've tried to watch a few games on YouTube this year. And the whole aspect that you can watch any game at any time you know, it is phenomenal for me. And that's a huge plus for this league. And I've said it before, I think that's an issue with MLS, is the fact that it's not free to air. You know, it's hard to get invested in a team when you can't watch them all the time.
Yeah, but you look at what NASL, for example, tried to make theirs a pay stream, mm-hmm. like MLS does, and the demand wasn't there, and then USL came out with their free stream, and the NASL fans threw a fit, and they ended up making theirs free, too. It's, you know, it's a delicate balance in there between monetizing something and building the brand, and I mean, but I think you're right. I think MLS should do it for free.
At this stage, it needs to be accessible to anyone.
When you can watch any Barclays Premier League game
right.
at any time,
right.
you're not going to pay to watch
unless
you have an emotional connection.
And
we've
also talked about the regularity of it. I know every Saturday morning there's a game at 6:30, there's mm-hmm. a game at 9, there's a game at 11:30, mm-hmm. whatever it is. MLS, the free game of the week, sometimes it's on a Thursday, sometimes it's on a Friday. Oh, no, there's one on Sunday today. You know, I think getting a regular schedule is also important for that, too.
Without a doubt. And the natural bias that they have towards showing the West Coast teams.
They're always going to show Portland, Seattle. I mean, because it looks good on TV, honestly. I mean, they'll even show DC United with the Barra Brava jumping up and down. I mean, thankfully they don't pan and show the other side of the stadium.
They're on this weekend.
Well, the second tier.
Yeah, that camera stays.
It focuses in, and as well it should, while it can, because RFK is going to fall down at any moment.
God. Who was it that made that quote this week about it? One of the players. They tweeted out something about, glad the fans were there. The stadium may not be there much longer kind of thing.
Yeah, well, hopefully DC will get their Buzzard Point stadium done. I mean, they've only been talking about it for 10 years, so
it needs to happen terribly. I mean, that stadium was outdated back when the Redskins played there.
Check the Twitter hashtag RFK chunks. People just take pictures of concrete around RFK that has just fallen. So,
well, I mean, you need to put some responsibility on, ESPN and the fact that they can increase our exposure tenfold. And you saw what they did during the World Cup this year. So,
yeah. I wonder, Fox got the contract back, so let's...
Yeah, and with this whole Fox Soccer, or Fox Sports 1, I always mess that up because I want to say Fox Soccer 1, but they're trying to make a play to be that ESPN level.
Well, the bar was set very high, be ESPN in the World Cup.
Absolutely.
I mean, Fox has got its work cut out. I mean, that mm-hmm. having Warren Barton and Eric Winalda on a couch is just not going to fly for a World Cup.
No, but now that you
have...
Well,
and their reputation when they had the EPL, the semi-HD, they would show, mm-hmm. the up-converted feeds that never looked good.
And the awful announcing of Max Bratos.
Yeah, in a booth.
Well, let's be honest, coming from 10 years ago when I first moved here and there was nothing...
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was bouncing.
We've become spoiled very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is that, NBC's doing a bang-up job.
Yeah.
ESPN did a bang-up job. Fox is really going to have to pick it up. But as the consumer, we really win at this point in time that you've got 2 to 3 stations that are really pulling out all the stops to do this. You can't.
And the reason Fox got away with it was because we had we couldn't complain because there was no alternative.
Exactly.
Now fans have got a pretty high
bar. Alternative was nothing at all. That's what it was.
I mean, who'd expect that here 3 years later, BN Sports is an afterthought, where that used to be a primary source.
You mean Goal?
It was Goal back in the day, but now it's BN.
No, Goal. Two different channels.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying that's a. It's not even a top player.
No, BN still has the. La Liga.
I still watch it.
Yeah. Yes, but it's not. Fine, I'm wrong. Fuck off.
Well, no.
No, Goal. I'm just saying is that we're talking about the permeation into the American home.
Yeah.
That they're not a first run.
No.
They're not a first run station.
No, and Fox is getting the Bundesliga. So we'll see where La Liga ends up, if it stays with BN or where it goes. But, I mean, that's going to be a costly property, too.
Exactly. And what else? They have something else, too.
They have La Liga in Syria.
Syria. That's what I was thinking.
And French League. PSG League.
Yeah. The PSG League.
That's all the show.
There was something on Goal the other day that I couldn't watch.
I don't watch
Goal. No, I don't have it. But there was a game that I wanted to watch on Goal. I can't remember what it was. But
I think they do have the Bundesliga, and I think they have Eredivisie, the Dutch League. Yeah. And
And you didn't have that channel anymore?
Yeah, I don't have Goal anymore. I don't know who has it anymore, to be honest.
Well, I can get it on UVis. I just got to pay through the nose for it.
Well, yeah.
Just find a stream online. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's a 2014. You can stream it.
Right. All right. Next situation. Let's talk about Chivas. I
noticed that the former LA Galaxy person thinks that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, God love those fans.
The LA Galaxy. I had a couple friends that worked for Chivas, so they're very dear to my heart. I support their mission. And
what'd they do when their janitor job was over?
You know, I feel bad for the fans. There are some fans of Chivas, before you make the joke, Matt. There are a few of them. Basically, if you haven't heard, Chivas is going away.
They're not contracting. They will not use that word contraction.
Don't call it a contraction
at this point,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're going away dark for a couple of years.
Because that gets into legality issues with sharing the LA market.
They're calling it a hiatus, but essentially it's a contraction, and they're going to be an expansion team.
It'll be an expansion
minimum
draft.
Of 2 years.
New
Why
owners.
Don't they just move to Sacramento or Anaheim?
let's not go there.
The uneducated masses have spoken.
I mean, quite frankly, there's got to be a lot of legal tape here to go through.
And if the way they're handling it, it's obvious they're tiptoeing around everything.
There are obligations that Chivas has that the MLS will have to meet. I'm sure that's why they're calling it a hiatus.
Everyone has been on like, oh, I feel bad for the fans. I feel bad. I don't feel bad. We live in St. Louis. How many teams do we lose? And that never come back. It's the American.
Well, and that's why
I feel bad
because I, you know, when our team
we have sympathy for them.
There's no difference between being relegated and, you know,
their team doesn't exist.
Yeah.
If it was relegated, they could still go see them. They're not relegated. They're gone.
But
I believe the answer you're looking for is, fuck it, I'm wrong.
No. If we just come together for 5 minutes while I talk about it, we'll decide I'm right. The team I used to go watch in England.
Pause recording.
Right, Stockport County. In 1996, we were in the championship. We finished eighth in the championship. We were one place out of the playoffs to try and get in the Premier League. We had Dave Jones as our coach. Chris Marsden, he was the Southampton captain when they played Arsenal in the FA Cup. A couple of years later, they had the Welsh goalie. We had a bang-up team. And now they're playing in the eighth tier of
Sunday league.
Yeah, basically. We're playing the dog and duck on a Sunday in a park. Because, you know, the team just folded and went away, and it was just horrible. And that happens. It happens. I'm sorry, Chivas. It happens.
I don't think...
You don't think we'll see him again?
No. No,
the expansion team will be put in LA. They're not giving up the LA market.
They
found this ownership group, which supposedly includes Vincent Tan.
It's not going to be a red and white team named after
it. No, it'll be a complete rebrand, which they needed to do anyway. Even if they were continuing, that was going
to
happen.
But that's going to be totally separate to Chivas. Chivas is going away, and then you're going to have this new entity with...
But it's not a contraction. That's the legality part of it.
We were talking about real estate before we started recording. Sometimes you have to cut your losses.
Yes.
This will be better off for them in the long run.
I totally agree.
Absolutely.
And hopefully they get the branding
right.
Hopefully
come back stronger.
And hopefully those fans who... I mean, let's be honest. If you're a Chivas fan, it's because you're an anti-Galaxy fan. And to be fair, the Black Army has stated... they're going to be at StubHub Center cheering against the Galaxy.
See, I don't agree with that either.
But they're staying together.
I don't agree with that. I used to have season ticket holders that were both Chivas and LA.
Orange County in our league.
That's fair.
Go pick another team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've got 10 million people to choose from.
You know,
you can
support
two teams. You're
not short of teams in LA.
No.
But these fans are looking to stay together, and hopefully they will be fans of the new team whenever it comes around. Because they don't want to be fans of the Galaxy.
It's not an expansion.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, if Vincent Tan's the owner, that's not a team I want to go watch.
Well, but Vincent Tan's going to be a minority owner. It's one of the Dodger guys, and it's another Hollywood mogul that are buying this group, supposedly.
And again, as a Newcastle fan, I cannot comment on any ownerships.
Yeah.
I have my own issues there. But, I mean, they're going to be playing in red with a dragon on the front.
If Tan's involved, it's going to be red uniforms and a dragon.
Oh, God, I hope that happens. That'd be fantastic.
Gotta be.
He is such a Bond villain. Just standing there with a hairless cat.
Give him a cat. I agree. wholeheartedly with that.
How can you not? It's fantastic. He's entertaining, and what the MLS needs is some entertaining owners.
Okay, here's one that I was thinking about the other day. You know, Kenny loves to, you know, troll people and
what?
Yeah, I mean, his favorite Facebook group right now is, you know, give the Rams back to LA. How about this idea? We've seen Atlanta. They got their team by basically saying Arthur Blank's building a new NFL stadium. We're making it a dual-purpose stadium. What if Kroenke moves the Rams to L.A.? They build a new stadium for the Rams, and it's a dual-purpose stadium, and the new Chivas, Red Dragons, whatever you want to call them, plays there.
And wearing Arsenal colors?
No, not wearing Arsenal colors. Kroenke's not going to be an owner, but it makes no sense to build a $200 million stadium for 16 days a year.
No.
They need another tenant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I could see it.
Whether that's in L.A. or wherever. Right, right. That's the way to go. But
it's not a soccer-specific stadium, which they then bitch about.
You know, I'm waiting to see
how
they do
it. With New York playing in Yankee Stadium, such is life.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
Look, I mean, Seattle.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to see how they do it in Atlanta with the collapsible roof panels that come down. It might work.
That's also part of it, too, is that when you're building it with that intent,
right.
I think it's a whole lot different than converting a football stadium to a soccer stadium.
Definitely.
And I think that's where they're getting away with it. I mean,
well, and that's what the people that say, well, just turn the dome into a soccer stadium. The dome won't hold a regulation soccer field.
Nope.
That's why the USA is never going to come play here.
In AstroTurf.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, they can move in grass like they have, but it won't fit a regulation stadium or a regulation field.
So just blow it up.
Blow it up.
Back to the original point, Chivas. It goes back to Miami and bringing Miami in with Beckham United and Miami Vice or whatever they're going to call the team. you've had your shot and you blew it. You know, Chivas, you've had your shot and you've blown it.
They're not going to give up the LA market.
No, but they're
going to
bring in another team.
Market.
So you're still going to have your two teams. You have LA and your expansion team.
Right.
So what are you going to do with Chivas?
Oh, no. The brand is dead. The brand was going to be dead anyway. They
the
were going to rebrand it.
Dead.
Yeah. Well, but they were going to rebrand it.
I don't think it was dead. It was
anyway.
Confused.
Right. I mean,
it hadn't gone to college, figured out what it wanted to do yet.
I understood what they were trying to do, but it was a mistake from the get-go. Alienating Liga MX fans.
The idea was to jump on board the Mexican contingent. But that's what Beckham's philosophy is down in Miami. We're going to get so many foreign people live in Miami, they're all going to be soccer fans and come watch us. Well, no, because they all support their own teams from where they're from already.
Miami would not be happening if David Beckham didn't want it in Miami. I don't think the league would have gone back.
Well, whoever's
there
advised him have done a horrible job.
Well, and the important thing is you can hang out with his friend LeBron.
Live in St. Louis or Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, now that LeBron's gone, it's not.
Nah, it's still a Playboy capital.
But I'm just saying, you know, what he was trying to do isn't the same anymore.
Well, they messed up by not having them have a stadium in place, just like they did in New York. They were so itchy to get that $100 million fee. They should have had the stadium in place, because now they're playing at Yankee Stadium, which makes
terrible.
No sense. It's awful. And they're still looking around. They still can't find a place. They announced Beckham in Miami with all this fanfare. Still no stadium site.
And Miami doesn't care.
No,
I mean,
Miami doesn't give a shit.
That city is just like, screw you.
They're
not
bending over backwards to help him at all.
No. They've got a beach.
Yeah. Miami.
But they're looking at... But Miami are looking at what Kansas City did and having the stadium out there and looking at the regeneration of that area around Sporting Park and going, okay, we'll build a stadium. We'll put it in Opa-locka or Hialeah, which is, and they want to regenerate that area. And Beckham's like, no, I want it here. It was on South Beach. And
he want it on the port. And I'm sorry, Royal Caribbean's got more money to keep you out than you have to get in.
And they're not going to regenerate an area that doesn't need regenerating.
Well, and they talked about Lauderdale moving them up there where the Strikers are, but now they've got a new Brazilian owner. Traffic has divested almost completely. They're almost completely out of any.
That's
so
long overdue.
Yeah.
Well, and then I just saw too is that the new ownership did buy Al Lang Stadium or is
they're renovating redoing
it
somehow. It. Yeah.
There was some sort of deal put in place with that, which
rowdies,
is huge because that's. again, it's another stadium that was wildly out of date. I mean, shit, the Cardinals used to have spring training there.
Yeah.
Back years ago. I mean, that needed to happen. So good for the Rowdies fans to be getting a fair shake down there. That's the best part.
All right, well, let's talk about, you know, we've hopped around the expansion. Let's have our weekly or biweekly expansion talk.
Let's
assume MLS Miami will happen somehow with Beckham involved. We've only got one spot left. Sacramento or Minneapolis? Sacramento put on an amazing show. Who do you think's more ready, or maybe not more ready, but who do you think is more worthy of a team right now?
Ready, I would say Sacramento. They've got data, they've proven themselves.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, I mean, I've lived there. I know those people up there. I think they're worthy of it. Now,
it depends on where the league wants its footprint.
Minnesota United came second, right?
Yeah, no, they built a good team up there.
They came second in Nassau.
And they've got two ownership groups competing. They've got the Vikings versus the Twins, and United are kind of together. So, I mean,
either way, I don't care. It doesn't mean no good to her. Seriously.
No, I'm just thinking about the league. I mean, it might be nice to have Minnesota to get Chicago and
right.
some of the
personally,
Midwestern derbies
going.
Personally,
I would like Minnesota.
Right. But
and it also
Sacramento.
Seems to build on the Midwest rivalries.
It seems to me as soon as you have any success in a lower league, MLS wants to jump in and steal you away.
Orlando.
You know, and
well, but it makes a difference, though, because Orlando and Sacramento have made no bones about it. They're in it for MLS. I mean, that was like day one. No, we're putting a team here in order to get to MLS. I mean, that's kind of why I like the direction St. Louis FC is going. You know, every interview, whether it's Kavanaugh, whether it's Jeremy, they're always like, no, our goal is to be the best USL pro team.
In our league, yeah.
Right. And I think that's what it should be. I mean, if something else eventually evolves, we'll worry about that when we get there, but let's focus on what we're doing now. So,
you can't think about what happens 20 years
ago. No, but Orlando and Sacramento, that was their goal from the beginning.
I didn't know that about Sacramento. I just
their whole campaign was built for MLS. I mean, that was.
I just thought they were just taken by surprise by
They were taken by surprise at how well it went, but mm-hmm. that was their goal.
They were expecting 10. They weren't expecting 20.
Yeah. Sacramento, though, they only have to worry about the Kings, right?
That's all they're
Whereas in Minnesota, they've got a full slew of teams to compete against, other pro teams.
Twins, right. Vikings, and Wild. Yeah.
And Sacramento's got a nice rivalry corridor, you know, from Cascadia all the way down the coast. I mean,
I'd like to see them get away from the whole West Coast thing, though, because, I mean, You've had the Cascadias, you've had...
Well, and that's the argument against San Antonio, who is doing great things in NASL, but do we need three Texas teams, you know?
That's a hard one. Yeah. I don't know. But, as she said, I'd like to see it in a Midwest town just because it's starting to come. You know, Kansas City's been on a tear, Chicago, you know, Columbus with a reason.
Chicago.
Well, and we should all be lifting each other up.
Yes.
You know,
but that's the
regardless
point.
Of the leagues that we're playing in, soccer should be
well, and then you do the preseason
soccer.
Tournament things with, mm-hmm. with teams in your region and friendlies and things like that.
The Lamar Hunt Cup.
Yeah, it would be nice to have more closer teams.
Right, so the area is starting to build up on its own without that input.
Right.
So why not go ahead and put the input and see what kind of impetus you can create? But it's, let's go to California and let's have another California team.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about a couple of events coming up. Mitch, you already alluded to it. Tomorrow night we're having the chant practice at Soccer Park. It starts at 6 o'clock, and then afterwards we're going to watch a scrimmage game with some of the invitational players they've brought in.
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
I mean, this kind of – it's the first taste.
Yeah. And, I mean, Agudelo is not attached, so
– might have to bring a box of tacos out again.
Yeah, well, that's what Mahoney
said that, Dave.
Mahoney, said, is it going to be taco tryouts again?
It's got to be taco tryouts.
That'd be good. Andy wanted me to mention ladies' night. Some of the St. Louligan ladies are getting together October 23rd.
This is not a
singles
mixer.
I wouldn't call it ladies' night.
Well, okay, not ladies' night. It's an opportunity for some of the...
We're going to be drinking beer.
Yes, at ITAP Soulard.
Yeah.
Giselle will be there. And
yeah, again, notice that she says we. Yeah. I love it. There's an ownership to this.
Well, and Andy wanted me to say it's not exclusionary, but it is mostly some of the ladies getting together to have some fun, drink some beer, and, you know, talk shit about us mostly, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's all it is.
No, they're going to make sure the bathrooms are taken care of. That's always the big complaint.
Get plenty of bathrooms for the ladies at games.
We're going to have some fun.
All right.
And it is not a meat market for
no,
the single guys.
It is not a ladies' night.
So don't
that,
go thinking,
no.
You know, you get your open the, collared
yeah,
shirt and
it's not
and
a
medallion.
Bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're in Soulard that night, you can stop by and say hi to the girls, but it's, you
don't
know,
make a point of it to go to try to make yourself part of the event.
Yeah, don't bother the ladies, please. You know who you are.
Restraining orders.
We've had talks. Friday night is also a big night. Landon Donovan's farewell game. Amsterdam Tavern is going to be hosting American Outlaws and some St. Luligans. And our friends St. Louis FC are going to be there giving out pint glasses. Schlafly's going to be there with a tap takeover. It's going to be huge. It's going to be, I would say, probably as crowded as some of the USA World Cup games.
That was going to be my guesstimate. Yeah.
So I'm staying home.
Yep, me too.
Just because I'm old.
Well, I've got to work.
But the young
so
kids are going to be there.
So gifts for the first 156.
There you go.
So be sure to be there on time
or
early.
Why 156?
Well, that's how many caps Lando's played in.
There you go.
That's how many times he's bitched about you.
No.
Easy.
No, he's not talking to Jurgen.
Yes, there's no conversation whatsoever.
Yes, it will be put number 10 in. Pull him off.
All right, he's done.
Yeah. They do have a young team called in, fittingly. I mean, he's looking at some of these kids.
But the thing is, and this, all right, I'm going to get on a soapbox again.
What?
You are a 22-year-old professional soccer player. You've just been called up for your country. You're making your debut, and it's going to be all about this other dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit.
I would have preferred if they would have done a summer friendly.
Just make it a testimonial
right,
or something.
Exactly.
I mean.
Well, it's
Mexico.
Good PR, too.
I don't think playing for
your
nation.
You know
Jurgen
didn't call him up. Sunil told him this is what's going to happen.
I don't think playing for your nation should be a sympathy sentimental thing.
Yeah.
You should have to earn it by, you know, by hook or by crook.
I'm amused that the guy whose home country a lot of the players don't want to play for the club.
No, but I mean, I'll use the example. Frank Lampard in the Costa Rica game at the end of the World Cup, he was made captain because it was his last thing. I mean, what's that about? I mean, this is the World Cup. You know, you're being made captain because it's your last cap and it's a whole sentimental thing. I was totally disgusted by it.
I don't have as big a problem with it as you do. I mean, the World Cup should have been his send-off. Obviously, Jurgen thought, no, you've already had it. But, you know, he would have retired after the World Cup. Well, if he'd have made the World Cup team, he'd probably still be playing. He's kind of taking his toys and going home, but I don't know. I don't have a huge problem with
caps
it.
Caps are a privilege, not a right.
But this
I've always
isn't,
felt that way.
I
but
totally
this,
agree with
but
you.
But this isn't a World Cup qualifier. This isn't.
This isn't.
This
isn't
a game
important.
That doesn't
I
mean
I do
anything.
Think, as you said, maybe a summer friendly against.
I would have preferred that.
That
yeah.
would have been a whole lot better way of doing it. When you're actively calling up kids that you want to get a first look at.
Oh, they took a roster spot away from Klinsmann. He could have looked at another kid.
You know, and
here's the other weird thing. Galaxy is in a fight for the Supporters Cup or the Supporters Shield. He's bringing in both Gonzalez and Landon.
Well, that's on MLS for not abiding by FIFA calendar. I'm
sorry. But how pissed is Bruce Arena?
Well, you know that going and being a coach of an MLS team, you know that they don't abide by the FIFA calendar. So, you know,
is Bruce Arena ever not angry?
Well, that's a good point.
You know,
let's start with that.
But it's like a coach in the
Premier
League.
Did Bruce Arena ever bring you cookies?
No. He asked why we had a staff lunch one day.
Nice.
What did he say? I was laughing to myself because I was trying to remember the line. It was
just a waste of my time.
That's right.
What is this? It's like a country club in here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I think Bird would get along with Bruce Arena, famously.
I love him. Oh, my God. I love that guy. No, to your point, I agree with you when it comes to Frank Lampard. But for this game, as an ambassador of the sport in this country, that kind of publicity to be,
you
know, to watch this
game
on Friday.
I mean, who else gets a shot? Well, put Lallis in a uniform well, for one less game.
Hey, Bocanegra.
As long as it's the
Bocanegra,
old,
absolutely.
As long as it's the old Kansas City Wiz
yeah,
uniform, exactly. I'd like to see that.
I mean, but yeah, Bocanegra arguably was a captain absolutely. For forever, and yeah,
during dark years too. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I waffle on it, but at the end of it's going to happen. We can't do anything about it. Klinsmann's making the best of it. I think it'll be funny.
Maybe I've got a downer on it because I've just lived through the entire Jeter thing, and I know it's going to be a replay of that. So,
but I think it'll be funny if Klinsmann only gives him 10 minutes, or if Klinsmann's like, look, I want to look at this Miguel Ibarra kid. I mean, we can talk about him being called up from NASL.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice move for Klinsmann. I mean, you know, always doing something to shake up
everything.
And
the kid's earned it, too. I mean, his play's been fantastic.
But how can you tell? It's the competition he's playing against.
Well, that's why you bring him up.
I have no problem with it. He's the head coach. He can bring in anybody he wants. And England has done it in the past.
Serious.
They've brought in people from the championship to mm-hmm. the team. But, yeah, I mean.
Obviously, the seriousness of this game goes out already.
But that's what I'm saying. If Klinsmann says, okay, Landon, you've had your run out. I want to look at this NASL kid. I mean, you know, Klinsmann could really be more of a pain in the ass than he already is for everyone, which I would love.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I like my head coaches a little ornery.
I do, too.
Speaking of which, how about your boy and Jose getting into it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching RC.
Yeah. And then after the game, I have nothing to say.
Handbags on it. It's just
yeah.
Handbags.
Oh, it was. But, I mean, again, Jose knows what he's doing. Calling him a specialist in failure, he got under Arson's skin. He got in his head. So
he was out of that game before it even started.
Yeah, Jose's
good at what he does. At the end of the game, at the press conference, the press asked Jose about it, and Jose said, look, I poked someone in the eye. I've got no room to talk about what happened.
No, and I mean, I like Jose. I mean, I think he knew what he was doing, and he got the intended effect. And his team won, so.
Well, that's the next issue is the fact that the guy with the most passion on the team was your coach at that point.
Yeah, you know,
How did Welbeck stay on the field? Oh my life!
I don't know.
I think it was because it was past 90 minutes, and it's like, we'll just get yellow and clear it off.
Yeah, that was not pretty, but we're not here to talk about the Premier League. I mean, if we'd have won, 4-0, we'd be talking about it. But since we lost, we'll just let that go.
Problems I do not have.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know. You get beat by Chelsea a lot.
No, actually, that's one of the few that we actually give it to.
The only other event I want to talk about is the big second shift beer unveil. We're still working on it, guys. It's going to happen. We thought late October. Maybe we're into the first part of November. But we are still working on it. Second shift is a small brewery. And when the batch of beer is ready, we will announce the party and have it.
And drink heartily.
And we will drink heartily. The new St. Lulligan beer coming soon.
Is this just one batch?
Well, it's going to be... it's not going to be a regularly produced, but it'll be more than one batch.
Enough to share with Jeremy.
Yes,
and
they're planning on having tailgate beer for us. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So we're working.
So yes,
on
you can have some. Yes.
Yes, we will get you some.
That's what the answer was.
I think this is what we were getting.
Yes, I caught on.
It is a session IPA. So.
Oh, beautiful.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to.
Red's note cards of doom.
I can't remember if we talked about it on this podcast or the one we recorded right before this podcast. But St. Louis FC has a new relationship with KTRS 550, which includes game day broadcasts and also a weekly soccer show, not just for St. Louis FC, but for St. Louis soccer in general. We know Bill McDermott is the main voice on the game calling. Who are the hosts for the regular show? I missed it, the first episode.
I listened and I don't remember. Uh-huh. I was brushing up on the competition. Obviously, we are the primary source of all soccer in St. Louis when you want to listen to something.
Right.
If your ear
it's
holes
not a real
need
soccer show unless it's produced in a basement.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, and I know.
How do you plan to compete?
Me? How do they plan to compete?
It's the other way around. Oh, okay. When you're king of the hill, somebody has to come knock you off.
When,
you don't go charging
when their
down
first
the hill.
Episode, the only part I heard was, oh, and it says here you guys won the USL Championship last week. They're not competition. They've never seen soccer. Let's move on. Tryouts this week.
I have a note, Preki. You talked to Preki, and
your coach's
there's
name
a note here,
Preki?
And yeah, it was not good. They got room to grow, like us.
Tryouts this week. This is the first round of invitational tryouts. These are players that were identified through scouting or through Dale's giant notebook with information on every player that's ever played the game. And we're going to go
from
see that.
From the past 30 years.
Yes, they are. The tryouts are open to the public. We've posted the times on our Facebook page, and so has St. Louis FC, so check that out.
Again, it's that taste. We're junkies, and it's that little free taste.
This is the beginning of our team. Some of these guys that we go see the next couple of days will be on the team. So,
just imagine Dale with a big old book of names.
It's all in his head.
Shillypedia.
I brought that friend of mine to the thing on Tuesday, and I said, oh, Dale, this is my friend. He played at Jeffco. Oh, now, there was a midfielder in, like, 1987, and this kid was born in 1987, you know. And Dale knows everybody that's ever played soccer in the greater two-state area.
That time he was talking to that kid at SLU.
Yeah.
Oh, you played in this tournament 3 years ago. You were a center, but you really should have had you on a wing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the kid's like, I don't know how to even relate.
We have the perfect person to ask here about the next question. Season tickets. Giselle, are you at liberty to say how many season tickets we have sold?
Sure. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, we are just...
Oh, that's not nearly enough.
And this is all organic.
Yes.
This is with no sales team. So you can imagine the announcement that was made with the new team, this was derived with nobody spreading the word, grassroots, word of mouth, like we are trying to do now. So this number is going to be spiking now that we have hired a staff and we're getting out to all of these events. So
speaking of which, you were at Grove Fest this weekend.
We were at Grove Fest this past weekend.
Everybody that was there said you guys had the longest line of any group there.
That's pretty awesome.
And I saw lots of scarf pictures on Facebook. And
the scarves were a huge hit. So it was really refreshing getting texts and emails and Facebook posts from my other friends that had their tents saying, you know, I knew you were there. I saw some scarves walk by and
awesome.
I thought, okay, Giselle's got to be down the street.
That's how it starts.
And speaking of getting the word out, we mentioned earlier, brand new website, beautiful new website, and there's an online store there. So people who've been saying, when can I buy a shirt? Now you can buy a shirt.
Now you can buy a shirt.
Well, you could before, right. But now it's easily accomplished. Like there's a guy in Minnesota who's from St. Louis, wants a shirt. Now he can do it.
Yeah. And it's nice quality Nike stuff, too. It's not like, you know, shitty, you know, crap t-shirts like we sell to you.
If you're in the Navy in Japan, you can get your own shirt.
That's right. Chris, we will be sending you some stuff soon. So
that's right.
At J League Games, you can see a St. Louis FC scarf soon.
That's awesome. I love seeing Chris's post. We have one of our guys is over in Japan. He's in the Navy, and he'll go to a J League game and get a picture with the Luligan scarf.
Does he have a St. Louis FC?
He will soon.
He's got a St. Louis FC. Yeah.
You already shipped?
Yep. Nope, not yet.
Well, we're shipping the next couple of days. Okay. Now we have some questions, and frankly, some of our followers aren't that bright. When I said we're having the director of sales on, the first question was about smoke bombs. I'm assuming you don't have any control over the smoke bomb situation.
If I did, the answer would be flat out no.
Okay, there you go.
So I'll let you know Jeremy's pulling for you guys and your smoke bombs.
We did talk a little bit on our trip to Indiana about...
Who asked that question, can I say?
I didn't even write it down.
Oh, I can tell you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
she took notes. She came prepared. I was amused.
It was either Jesse or Chris, probably.
But no, of course this was Greg.
We did talk about... we did talk about...
Yep, Jesse and Greg both.
We've already warned her about Greg, by the way.
The cold smoke bombs that the paintballers use, they're not incendiary. Were you on that conversation?
No, sir.
On the way back from Indiana, we were talking about it, and they're not flames. They burn cold. So we're talking to Jeremy about maybe that passing muster with the legal...
The fire
issues,
department, because the fire department's the one that has a problem with smoke bombs.
So we are talking about it, and we may
just
find...
the fire department, right?
Well,
right,
we may find a workaround, we may not, and if we don't, we'll find something else to
flaming
do instead
Vespas.
Of smoke bomb. We could light a Vespa on fire.
Yep.
It's happened. This, again, maybe not fall under your purview. Jim Bellinger wants to know if we'll be getting some 3X sizes or 2X sizes in the online store for shirts and such.
The answer is absolutely yes. Okay. Jim, I actually have a shirt for you in my car right now. So, yes.
We'll make it happen, Jim. It's going to happen. Fret.
My comfort is appreciative.
Jesse also wanted to know about a phone app. Are there plans to have a phone app for the team?
Absolutely. So our partners, Worldwide Tech, they are working on this, and any enhancements to the park that are going to make our game day experience tech friendly. So yes, yeah, stay tuned on that.
And then I'm assuming, you know, for people who can't make the game, they'll be able to use that app to stay in touch with what's going on. You know, if you're stuck at a, you know, brother-in-law's birthday party or something, you can keep track of what's going on at the game.
Of course.
You just watch it on YouTube.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even need to have a special app.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we can watch all the games on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Jared Schneider and Joe Brannan both wanted to know about sponsorships. Is this your area? Are you working with sponsors?
So we are actually in the process of hiring a director of corporate sponsors and sales specifically. Because we own our stadium, because we have the liberty to really create what we want somebody to be dedicated toward this.
Okay.
Ticket
Sounds
sales,
like
group sales, season tickets, and special promotions will be my forte. But the St. Louis landscape needs somebody to focus specifically on business.
That makes sense. And we know, you mentioned earlier, the KTRS sponsorship, other companies will be coming on board. I know, you know, Jeremy says he's talking sponsorships when he goes to places like Urban Chestnut.
I think he's just going to
I think he's just going to drink beer.
Because when he said
I would
he
like to get on that program. Yeah.
Like, Rebecca, I'm going to talk sponsorship.
Yeah.
Brad, let's go make
I might be having 6 or 7 sponsors.
Jeremy deputized
me. AA sponsors is more like it.
And we're going to talk to Scooter Guy, your friend.
Did he?
No. Well, that's after I've had a few at Urban Chestnut. Then I'll talk to another potential sponsor, Scooter Guy.
There you go.
My wife has used Scooter Guy. Wait a minute.
Really?
That doesn't sound right.
Ooh, yeah, but no, it didn't. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Just stick it in my trunk. Wait a minute. let's see. Pat Ryan wanted to know about comparing your jobs with Chicago and L.A. with St. Louis market. And I think you alluded to the biggest thing. Your team consists of you and a buddy versus you and a team. Is that the biggest difference?
So I can't remember if we talked about it the first time around or the second.
You
want to
just kick my dog while you're at it? Thanks.
No, I mean, there's plenty of differences. Both L.A. and Chicago are huge markets, and they're saturated, so it's actually really difficult. So I'm glad to be in a smaller market where I know there's a passion for this sport. You know, as we say, it's in our history, it's in our blood. So I feel like I've got a lot more to work with. At the end of the day, though, size doesn't matter. Take that how you will. It's going to be about the 360-degree experience.
Bird just went blank stare on that one guy.
No, I think Mitch just got the title for this podcast. Giselle says size doesn't matter.
I'm feeding you guys material for later on.
Not sure what song I'll have to pick on that one, but...
But yeah, I know. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be about the experience. And I feel working with a smaller market that, you know, has the fan base that claims to be here, I feel like it should be easier.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
And I imagine it's fun going to these events like Grove Fest and the other things you guys are doing around town, getting to actually meet some of these people.
Absolutely.
You're probably going to have a much closer relationship with fans at this team than you did with your previous. Yeah.
You know, when I first came to the park, I keep wanting to call it a stadium. I have to change this mindset. But I was talking with Steve Petcher, and we found the connection between him and I that I played with his niece. She was my goalie at P-South. So it's those things that have been so nostalgic for me, just driving down, you know, my old street and running into somebody that I somehow have a connection with, and lo and behold, it has something to do with soccer. So it is really cool meeting people at these events that you can find that tie with. At the, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, those that don't know about our team yet, what's great is educating them and seeing their reaction and seeing how excited they are.
We still have to do a lot of work. I mean, we take for granted that everybody knows, and we still run into people on a daily basis that don't know what a great future we have here starting next season.
And that's what I've been telling everybody at the club and everybody that I meet at these events. It's about creating awareness right now. So as long as we're spreading the good word, then the overall consensus has been positive. People are excited to hear about it. They just didn't know.
And it's a weird thing, too, because there are some days where you're like, oh, my God, it's only 5 months away. But then there's other days where you're like, oh, my God, it's 5 months away.
Yeah, it's sneaking up. I mean,
it does. That's scary for me.
Yeah. Well, and before, I mean, Jeremy was always like, well, you know, we can't talk to any players until the USL Pro season's over. USL Pro season's over. Now it's like, oh, no, we don't have enough time to talk to all the players we need to talk to.
Yeah. And
so
it's always easier to create buzz while you're in season. So that's the tough part. Well, luckily with baseball coming to an end, we should.
Not for another couple of weeks.
<probably. laughs>
We want it to last as long as it can last. But
well, no, that's true, too.
We're going to switch gears here.
Not just soccer, but sports need to play off of each other.
Well, and I mean, you know, we saw with the promotion video when the team was announced, you know, we had Keith Tkachuk, we had what Cardinal? John Jay. You know, St. Louis works together. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get some Rams and some Blues and some Cardinals out to, you know, just sort of share the love for St. Louis sports in general.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
As they should.
Yeah. And we still need to get Nelly out.
Well, of course.
You know, I mean,
I'm working on it.
We missed that opportunity with the first time, but yeah.
I'm not really certain that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think we should put Chuck Berry in charge of the restrooms. I mean, that would be the one piece of advice I would offer.
The blank stares are equally but funny over there
no
on the couch.
No, you guys don't get that?
No, no idea.
Chuck had a restaurant and
video cameras in the women's restroom. So
No. So
it was a joke, but it was
when
also
he sang
serious.
About, you know, Johnny be good.
Yeah, don't pee on my blue suede shoes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad I could.
Oh my God.
Let that fall.
I didn't see that one coming at all. That was fantastic.
You're welcome.
Good job, Brad.
Just for you.
Thanks.
So that's all the main questions we had. The rest were all stupid. Like Greg wanted to know if he could be on the podcast. Greg, no.
They said no, Greg.
Yeah. Just never.
Yeah, one day.
We've already made Giselle aware of your behavior.
You know, well, when we have that special All Chelsea episode, we'll have Greg on.
Yeah, so pretty much.
Never.
Yeah.
No, maybe he'll be in the background when we do a live broadcast from somewhere.
He's loud enough that you could hear him right now if we were outside.
Gardner and Kenny will not be allowed on a podcast ever again. They ruined it.
Well, we're going to have Gardner on since Euro Electric is a sponsor of the show.
Oh, that's right. Let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors and then we'll call it.
But of course, we have to mention Euro Electric. Mark Gardner, one of our Lulligans, is an electrician.
If it wasn't for him, we couldn't be doing this right now because he got your electric problems all squared away.
Yes, the last one was a little more stupid than the previous ones, but Mark does fine work at a reasonable price. If you need an electrician, you need to call Euro Electric.
That's right. If you need a tattoo, call Kyle and Kevin at Washington Tattoo Collective.
Or Brad will get drunk with a big pen and a needle.
No, I wouldn't do that. You can call Kevin, but make sure Kyle does the tattoo. Kevin's just good for answering the phones and you know, cashing checks. Kyle's the one that actually tattoos. So
have a look at his portfolio anyway. It's fantastic.
Oh, I mean, even if you're not a tattoo person, Kyle does some of the best artwork ever.
We're going to commission him for something.
He's doing all the labels for Second Shift, and he will be doing the new label for our beer. So
I'm booked in to get a tattoo next month. Okay. I had to.
Are you getting the combo USA England thing? Nice.
Yes. Although I showed him at Madden. He's like, get that crap off my flag.
Madden Patriot.
Yes.
Yeah,
words
well,
that have never been said together.
If Madden's against it, well.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, go for it. Who else is our sponsors? Adrenaline Prints.
But of course.
Our friends Adrenaline Prints, who do most of the St. Lulligan t-shirt printing and They might be working on some posters. Jason Petrillo's come up with a good...
I really like those new posters he came up with.
Good poster thing. We might be selling those.
They were good, weren't they? They really were top-notch.
Yep. And, of course, the other sponsors, you and me.
Yep. We put a lot of money into this. And
got a website build coming up.
Yep. And I'm still in the hole on the T-shirts, so we need you to buy T-shirts.
Yay.
And we will be having scarves soon. I'm sure we'll be working with our friends Global Scarves again. So if you need a T-shirt or you need a scarf, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll get you information about those things.
Yeah, we are shipping T-shirts now. So
that's right.
If you purchase a T-shirt, we will ship it to you if need be, if you're out of town. If you're just, you know, in Crestwood, you're in town. Shut up.
Yeah, you got to
You need
make
to come to an event and pick it up.
That's right.
Tired of
Well, have you thought about knitting your own scarves? Save on costs?
We have Jen knits, and she could do maybe one a winter. So it might be a while, but
we could.
I got a guy. He can whip one up in a night.
We could do a real high price on them. Make them very special edition.
Yeah, the bespoke scarf.
Yeah. Put some cashmere in there.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm all for it.
I like it.
We need to look into this.
Yes.
See, she comes with ideas.
I like her.
She has earned her place at the table.
I think
there's a company actually in England called Savile Rogue that do cashmere football scarves.
Mm-hmm.
They are not cheap.
Yeah, I imagine they're nice.
Well, I was thinking more of a bonding activity. I've got a friend in Kansas City, and they meet at a warehouse every weekend, and they knit.
Nice.
These are all men. All men.
Are you sure they're knitting? Maybe that's just what they call it.
I promise you, I've seen it.
If I said to Erica, I'm going to go off and do some knitting with so-and-so and so-and-so, she'll be like, what's her name? what's the name?
No, Aaron will just say, I know you're going out drinking. Just tell me just how much are you going to spend?
And my wife would be like,
oh, well, I'm not saying there's not beer involved.
My wife would be like, why aren't you just saying you're having sex with Mitch? I don't care.
She already knows. I was going to say, both of our wives are glad that's happening.
Yeah, just stay off of me.
out the house.
It's their turn to hose you down.
Yes. And speaking of, you mentioned getting together. We are going to be getting together for a paint day. It'll be closer to the start of next season, but I wanted to mention Jack has some ideas to help people paint their own signs, banners, things like that. We'll have the projector out there. We'll have some paint. We'll have some canvases, and we're going to help people do their own TIFO.
Jack has really stepped up lately. I want to commend him on that.
Yeah.
Between the ideas for painting, for the chant stuff.
Jack doesn't need to step up.
He could actually kneel down and he'd still be taller than a lot of us.
Yeah.
But
he's a gentle giant with ideas.
You know, I'd like to see more people be like Jack without the growth issues.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice.
Just trying to sleep with him.
Do you love him?
I do.
Okay, so, I don't know. Do we have anything else?
I spoke to Sonny, and apparently Bordeaux are coming back. That was a question in one of the podcasts of yore. And I asked the question, and he's like, yeah, we fully intend to be back next season. So keep your eye out for that.
So there will be some opportunities to see Bordeaux. You know, as always, we will continue to support the Lions. We'll support Bordeaux, Fire and Ice. And obviously our calendars will be a little more full next year with pro soccer back in town. But maybe on some of those days when you guys are out of town, we'll head out and see some of the other teams.
Also, October 15th. There is a U.S. women's national team game at Kansas City.
Ooh.
And I'm going, so.
Yeah, some of the Outlaws were getting tickets for
I think it's basically me and Derek Gottman right now.
Okay.
But a lot of the other guys aren't allowed within 200 feet.
That would be Brad.
By law, they're not allowed.
Sydney won't let Brad within.
Sydney appreciates my fandom, but says stay away.
You're not allowed to be in the same state.
Right. I have to go to Illinois because at some point she's going to be in Missouri. Yeah. And
it's ugly.
Yeah. So I love you, Sydney. I still want that reality show of her and Alex Morgan. I just want to watch them do things.
I'm sure you do.
Not like that.
Yeah, like that.
Well, that would be nice, but just like, you know, I want to see them go shopping with Sydney's dog. I think that would be funny.
Just training day, you know, out running drills on the field.
Yeah.
And then they go shopping.
That would be fun.
I like the fact that she was wearing a Cardinals hat.
I do too.
That's when she was a kid.
But, you know, that's what. You know, I mean, we always talk about that. The MLS needs characters. It needs people, and we're starting to get them. You know, we're starting to get personalities. Women's soccer, too. I mean, how much more exciting has it been with Sidney LaRue and Alex Morgan, you know, actually
and Hope.
Having and Hope
and well, her legal no. issues.
I mean, no,
I was wondering.
Before all of that, Hope was a fan favorite. I mean,
she was a good personality.
But you know, when you see things like, I forget where they were practicing and the team bus broke down,
uh-huh.
and the whole first team just got in the cars with fans to ride back to the hotel. I mean, that's great stuff. I mean, you know, hi, I'm Alex Morgan. I'm tweeting, you know, I'm sitting
you
on
can
a
get in my car.
Well, but I mean, they're with these little girls who's, you know, that's their
hero. That to them is like,
that was amazing.
You know,
I mean, that's
like
better.
Steve Petra sitting on my couch.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, and that's the kind of thing that you always talk about with soccer at this level. We're going to be much closer to the players than we would ever be.
Uh-huh.
Landon Donovan wouldn't be making us cookies. You know,
speaking of the Galaxy, how about, what's his face, pulling the Hey Duke and drinking a beer with the supporters?
Oh, Alan Gordon. Alan Gordon,
yeah. That was fantastic.
That guy. Now, that's a character.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he was, I guess that would have been his first, or his, he was with
first
the Galaxy
well,
then.
Well, I know, I just recently watched a video that they made, and it was hysterical.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that fills the stands.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, how awesome would that be if a post game they just come running over and pound one with us?
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff's good, and that's what the MLS needs. For too long, it was kind of the, you know, milk and cookies, orange slices, you know, golly gee.
Kids with chests.
Are you still talking about Landon with cookies?
No.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
But no, I mean, I remember when we went to the game in Dallas and,
okay.
And, Beckerman was warming up and I was down there and I was just giving him shit. And he's like, I don't get paid enough to listen to you. And he, you know, but I mean, we both started laughing, you know, and I mean, it was like a good, you know, that's the kind of relationship you want, you know, with your fans. I mean, you know, and it made me say, you know what? Now you're one of my favorite players because, mm-hmm. you know. So.
It wasn't because he had dreads?
No. I forget what I was giving him shit for.
Could
but
you smell his dreads?
No, I didn't smell his dreads, but.
Oh, that's disappointing.
But, yeah, he was laughing, having a good time. So.
Were you having a good time, Brad?
I was. That was before the donkey show incident, which that's a story for another time, ladies and gentlemen.
That was the first podcast I listened to was the donkey show story.
The donkey show story. That was,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. It has nothing to do with the donkey show, just so you know.
It's just a kid at the game that would blow into a vuvuzela and yell, donkey show.
Yeah, he was sitting right behind me.
Didn't speak a lick of English.
Yeah.
But he knew.
What did he think he was saying?
Who knows? Okay.
Yeah.
That was his answer.
My friend turned around and said, I will give you $5 if you quit blowing that horn. And he said, okay.
Oh.
It was.
And then right back into.
Right back to donkey show.
Donkey show.
So, I don't know. It was awesome. He was probably 8. So.
Well, it probably would have cost you $15 to get him to speak English.
Now, where is this donkey show kid?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's all we got.
You good?
I'm good. Giselle, would you like to say anything else? Would you like to address the fans one last time?
I would love to.
Well, not one
she can't
last
ever come
time.
Back on.
No, she can come back on anytime she wants.
No, I think you know what I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
Refer your friends. Spread the good word.
That's right. That's what we're all about.
We need more supporters.
All we can get.
So, yeah, can convince them to buy a season ticket. And if you can't convince them to buy a season ticket, commit to bringing them all to at least one game. Because, as we said, come to one game, you'll be back for more. Because we're going to have fun.
Free beer movement. Free beer movement.
Free beer movement. That's what it
I
is.
I like it. He just says free beer. I'm not going to expound on the fact. I'm just going to say the three words.
Who's buying the beer?
We know what it means.
Yeah.
We're stealing the beer.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, if you bring a friend, you bring a friend and you buy him a beer, they'll be fans for life. So.
And it's worked.
I agree with this.
We've gotten a lot of people who have showed up. We gave them a beer. Stood and talked to him for a few minutes, and it works. It works every single time.
Yep.
Like Colt 45.
Sex Panther. Okay.
Cool.
Bye.
So, we're done.
See ya.